Congratulations, sir.
Well, thank you.
What are your thoughts tonight?
You know, I'm a little bit overwhelmed with one. We looked at the numbers and the turnout, you know, the support that we had. But, you know, we've tried to get the same message out since we started. And I think we've been very consistent doing that and you know, telling what we wanted to do and how we wanted to do it. And I think that probably resonated with the voters quite a bit.
So what do you have to say for the voters? What can they look forward to once you're in office?
I think they can start looking forward to it in the next couple of weeks. We're going to go to work and start planning and putting some things together. But I think they're going to see an active, responsive sheriff's office.
So you have a lot of supporters here in the courtroom, a lot of people that
we
have
do.
Been
We've got a lot
this.
Of family members, a lot of supporters. And I'll tell you, this is probably one of the most difficult things I've ever done. And how it wears on you, and then it pulls you in different directions. But and couldn't have done it without the family and the supporters, and it's been really great to have that, you know, to fall back on, because we've needed them every day, whether we were knocking on doors or, you know, putting out signs, whatever the task was. You know, they were ready to, you know, go do it and get it done for us.
Do you have a biggest priority? You know, you always hear when presidential elections, on day one, here's my list. But what's your big list of things that you want to accomplish?
You know, there's several of them. A lot of them were kind of outlined earlier, but, you know, the personnel, a look at the personnel, the equipment, the training, those are the three big areas I think any law enforcement administrator looks at, and this won't be any different. But the difference in scheduling these things or coming up with that list in law enforcement is things change so quickly. Day to day, you know, we might respond to something tomorrow that we hadn't responded to in months or years, and it's something that we've got to, you know, we still got to respond to. We don't have that option to say, well, we're not ready. And so there's so many of that, but putting a list together like that can kind of get you in a little bit of, you know, a little bit of trouble sometime, because you're wanting to do so many things that you've got listed out and you're not able to do it. But, you know, but we'll prioritize things as we go along and look at them. But, you know, as I said earlier, you know, the body-worn cams were huge with us. That's just accountability, accountability, accountability. And we're going to go to that. And hopefully, you know, we'll have a good court to work with. I'm excited about working the Quorum Court, and I think that they're, you know, they've been very supportive of Sheriff Montgomery over the years, and I think they'll continue to be as long as we're showing that we're doing what we need to be doing as a law enforcement agency in the county.
You know, you mentioned body cams. That was a huge point in this campaign. The fitness test was also a very important thing.
Well, it is, and that, you know, and it's, I don't want anybody to take that the wrong way. We're not trying to make everybody a marathon runner, you know. But we are trying to put people in a position where they're a better employee by their health. They're turning them into a long-term employee, not somebody that's going to work 4 or 5 years and move on. But we want to do all that. We can look at things like lowering insurance rates, things like that. Also, if they're in any kind of a critical incident, you know, they may be able to bounce back quicker. But it's kind of a something that we're going to stay after.
Have you had a chance to really look at the budget and identify any great needs that you might need?
You know, you can look at those numbers depending on agency to agency, and it's pretty much the same format that I've been looking at the last 2 or 3 years. And you look at that, and, you know, when I see things like where the training is, but there might have been a reason that they had their training set up the way that it was to be, say, $7,000. They may be doing a lot of in-service training that isn't showing up, that's not costing them a lot. And, you know, we had some training in town today over at ASU Mountain Home that we didn't have to pay for, but we had the instructors come in. So there may be some of that going on, too, that's, you know, looking at the budget. So just don't think when you look at those numbers they're giving you a complete description of what, you know, what goes on with that budget number.
You yourself have said you prefer the police work over the campaign part of it, the politicking part of it.
Yeah.
Do you believe, you know, you've picked up votes since the primary, a substantial number of votes here in this runoff. Was there a turning point in this campaign for you, do you believe?
No, we were just consistent. We were consistent from day one till this evening.
All right. You got a whole room full of people. I'm sure Miss Kay is in here somewhere. You got your girls with you as well.
Kay,
you probably need to thank them.
No, I
want to make sure I give you a microphone for that.
Them. Yeah. Kay and Lindsay and Lacey, both Lady Bombers, showed up here. But just a ton of support that we've had, you know, from, and we had a small crew, you know, my sign crew and my crew for handing out, you know, knocking on doors and handing out push cards. A lot of guys that I served with in the military. James Madison, an old school board friend of mine.
Dolly.
Yeah,
he's known as Dolly.
And just people that that wanted to help and get out there with us. And, you know, so it was great. Benny and Nelda Speaks have pretty much adopted Kay and I, and it's a good thing because we needed that direction. But just a number of people that have been very supportive of us during the whole process.
Final words, Mr. Sheriff-elect.
Just hang on. You know, we're going to be ready to go to work here shortly. We're not going to wait. You know, we're going to have to start looking at what we want to do and when we want to start it. And I do want to say this before I leave. The county would have been in good shape regardless who they elected. They had good candidates this time around, whether it was Brian Davis, whether it's Henry Canfield or Mark Hollingsworth. They had three very good options to look at. And they also had three good options to look at that were coming in on the tails of a sheriff that had served 20-plus years. And, you know, we can't forget that. You know, Sheriff Montgomery, you know, did a good job while he was here. A lot of things that he brought us, you know, brought us up to speed where we needed to be. And because of his long tenure being here, it's going to make it a lot easier for somebody like me to come in and get started.